think we still need to get better on a couple of things to adjust them on Andre Miller and Beasley. They got to the hole, I think, too much. But I think this is just the beginning of the playoffs. It's 7 games, so I think we'll be okay.
Does the way you play in the first half help you get over any type of confidence or, you know, mental hurdles to being back?
I think the confidence always was there, you know. I got high early, and it was a good thing for me, and I was just having fun.
That shot to beat the buzzer, what was your approach as you the time wound down?
It was tough, you know. I wish we would have made that shot, you know, but we missed. It happened, you know. I wish it was me. I wanted to make that shot, but it's okay. We got to keep head up, you know, and we have another game here and do well so we get 1-1 and go to Parkland and do another great job.
Andy, you're one of three people on this team left in the 2006 playoff run where the Suns got down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an experience that you can use in
this
series now that you're behind?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've probably been on the playoff maybe 3-4 times. And yes, I got experience from that. You know, I learned a lot of things. And it's nothing finished yet, you know. It's only one game. We lost, and we wish we would have won, you know, but we didn't. So on the second game, we got to do a better job.
That first half for you looked like the return of the blur. I mean, how good did that feel out there? You were getting some dribble penetration, knocking down threes, as good as you looked and felt in a while.
It was great. You know, I was having fun. You know, I think playoff is all about having fun. You know, sometimes people get excited, get nervous, but you just got to go out there and have fun. Like you said, I got a little experience from the other playoffs, and I was happy to made it the playoff this year. So I was just trying to have fun and be aggressive. So it was a good thing for me.
So much was made about them being such a solid defensive team, you know, lacking some offense with the loss of Brandon Roy. How were their guards so successful at penetrating and getting inside on you guys?
I would say Beasley and Andre Miller. I think they know how to do that. They do well. They did a great job tonight. So I think that is the adjustment that we need to do for the next game, and not letting them get to the holes and got to do a better job on the offense, too. I think we didn't play our game tonight. We need to run like we were doing on this regular season. And I think after we do that, we're going to be successful.
It's a veteran team, and it looked like once they took that lead there late in the fourth, maybe some frustration sat in, perhaps rushing some opportunities. Just your thoughts on the way those last 3 or 4 minutes unfolded.
I won't say frustrated. I think they did a terrific job on the defense. You know, they are a great team on the defense. And we didn't make a couple shots that usually we make, and I think that affected us a little bit. They got advantage of that, and they won the game. But it's nothing to worry about. You know, I think tomorrow we're gonna come here, watch some video, and get the adjustment fixed, and we'll be fine for the next game.
Yeah, it looked like they did a real nice job of making some adjustments in the second half on the three-point shooting. You guys were 47% at half, just 4 of 17 there in the second half. Were they crowding that line a little bit more, did you think?
Yeah, they know we are great three-point shots, and we have really good guys that can knock that down, that shot. So I think for the next game, we need to go more to the hole. We didn't shoot very much free throws. I think they were successful on that. They were really aggressive to the basket. So as soon as we get better on that, we'll be fine.
You know, fans get caught up in 3 seed versus the 6 seed. They don't necessarily look at the team as a whole. Do you think this sends a clear-cut message that the Blazers are certainly more than Brandon Roy, and this series is going to be a lot longer than maybe a lot of folks imagine?
I think there's some guys on their team that are getting opportunity to do a good job. And tonight, I would say that Beasley did a great job. You know, they playing different. You know, they doing a great job on the rotation. Tonight they start Rudy Fernandez, and he wasn't effective on the offense, but he was good thing on the defense. So I think everybody get an opportunity, and they doing a great job. So we need to get advantage of that Brandon Roy is not there, and just play our game like we were doing on the regular season, and go to the next level.